Fantasy Freaks and Geeks. James Gill here with you. The following is a clip from today's Sleeper King Fantasy Football Podcast. Enjoy. All right, let's go down this list here. Isaac Arendo, 4% rostered right now on Yahoo. Jordan Mason dealing with that shoulder sprain. I don't know how serious it is. I don't know if he misses any more time. But the bottom line is this. These injuries are notoriously tough for running backs when we're talking about shoulder injuries. Especially for a physical runner like Jordan Mason. I did see online that chance of re-injury is pretty high. So, again, really scary. Isaac Arendo is a rare athlete. There's just not too many of these dudes walking around planet Earth. Let's be real. Okay, 220 pounds. He ran a 4.33 40. Guys, there's just not many of these humans roaming the earth, man. A rare breed of an athlete is Isaac Arendo. But if we are just judging what we saw on the football field, I'll be 100% honest with you. He obviously broke off that 75-yard run, which brought his totals way up. But on a down-to-down consistency basis, he didn't look that good. He was getting stuffed, and it just wasn't a great outing overall, at least until he broke off that 75-yard for Isaac Arendo. Okay, now that being said, bro, if he figures it out, this is a potentially league-altering pickup. So, thus, you make the investment, and you see what's going on. Okay, now all that being said, if you miss out on Isaac Arendo, all good. You know what you do? You invest in Patrick Taylor. I didn't love Patrick Taylor, but man, he put together a really workmanlike performance, right? I am intrigued by Patrick Taylor. He knows outside zone. He played in Green Bay, and Green Bay utilized a lot of outside zone schemes as well. But I'm intrigued by Patrick Taylor for sure. I think, again, he's more workmanlike than anything else. He's not as explosive as Isaac Arendo. He doesn't have that home run ability, but I do think he plays a little bit more like Jordan Mason, where he can keep the chains moving and where he can keep the, just keep the ball rolling, right? I think he limits the amount of negative plays. That's definitely not Isaac Arendo's game either. If the last game was any indication, the team does seem much more comfortable with Taylor on pass plays as well. So again, for those folks who are in PPR leagues, everybody's in PPR leagues nowadays, but if Jordan Mason does miss time, Patrick Taylor, look, he's going to be widely available because everyone's going to look at the shiny young rookie and say, oh, Isaac Arendo, he's got that 4.33 speed. By the way, I'm one of those people, so I can't really make fun of those people because I am one of those people. But because of that attention being paid to Isaac Arendo, Patrick Taylor could slip through the cracks. And if you miss out on Arendo, all good. Go pick up Patrick Taylor, and let's just see what happens.